really loud.
I'm wishing I could be that.
This is Seattle's morning news. When a ship called the Diamond Knots went down near Port Angeles in 1947, it was carrying some precious cargo, canned salmon, a unique salvation effort 72 years ago, and the current search for artifacts from that wreck are the subject of historian Felix Bunnell's story today. Felix, brought to you by the King County Library System. Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, it was not long after midnight on August 13th, 1947, when the Diamond Knot, a 338-foot ship loaded with 7.4 million cans of salmon and a crew of 38, was returning from Alaska and headed through the Strait of Juan de Fuca. It was foggy with zero visibility in the middle of the night when something went wrong. Another ship, the 455-foot Fenn Victory, was headed out of the strait, about 6 miles off of Eda's Hook at broadside of the Diamond Knot. The Fenn Victory punched a pretty big hole in the side of the Diamond Knot, and the two ships were stuck together and adrift. A distress call went out just after 2 a.m., and about 90 minutes later, a Foss tug from Port Angeles arrived on the scene. The Diamond Knot was taking on water and was listing. Retired Foss employee and unofficial Foss historian Mike Scally told me what happened next.
They got a tow line up on the stern and were towing as quick as they could to get it onto the beach around Crescent Bay. They towed for a couple hours, and at one point, the ship continued to get lower in the water. They took the crew off, and before they could get it beached, the ship sank.
So the Diamond Knot went down in about 135 feet of water, about a half mile offshore, right in the mouth of Crescent Bay. Now, the value of the cargo in 1947, those 7.4 million cans of red salmon, was $3.5 million. That's about $40 million in 2019. And this is right after World War II, so there was food shortages. So this wasn't just the monetary value. It had value just culturally anyway. So the insurance company, Fireman's Fund, paid out the claim to the owner, but then they went about salvaging all that canned salmon to try and recoup their losses. To do the job, they built a giant barge-mounted vacuum machine, and they sent men down in those cool old diving suits to cut open the side of the Diamond Knot and vacuum up the millions of cans. That work lasted from August to the end of October. Fortunately for everybody, Fireman's Fund made a promotional film all about the project.
Out they come. Torn and partially disintegrated carcass. Then golden cans of salmon, thousands of them, up from the bottom of the sea.
I wish we had a documentary like that for every story I ever did. The salvage operation was a technical marvel, with the biggest challenge being how to find a way to anchor the vacuum barge in place over the wreck with all the wind and the tides and currents. Now, alongside the vacuum barge, they would moor cargo barges that could hold 300,000 to 500,000 cans. Because when that siphon was working well, that vacuum, it pumped 1,000 gallons of water and 800 cans a minute. So over the course of the project, they took about 20 barges full of cans to canneries in Seattle, Friday Harbor, and Semiahmoo. Now, at the canneries, they built a fairly complex mechanized system of transferring the salmon from the old cans and repacking in completely new cans. To make sure the old salmon hadn't gone bad, they used an infallible device called highly trained girls.
Here, a double row of highly trained girls transferred the fish from the original can to a new can. The fish and empty can were then carefully smelled to detect any evidence of spoilage which might have taken place without the cans showing this condition.
Yeah, so to make this abundantly clear, they took that old salmon off the bottom of Crescent Bay, they repacked it, recooked it, and sold it. And of about the roughly 500 million cans they recovered, about 73% was able to be repackaged. Now, that's where Puget Sound Maritime Historical Society comes into the story. They have some artifacts from the Diamond Knot that divers recovered back in the 1970s, and they're planning to put an exhibit in Mohai next year, sometime late next year. And what Puget Sound Maritime Director Alicia Barnes would really like to find are some examples of the various labels that were applied to the new cans of Diamond Knot salmon. She has a photo of at least one variety of label that was dedicated to Foss Tugs for their role in towing the ship and in helping with the salvage operation.
The salmon can labels that they recanned them with, it says Diamond Knot Salmon, twice caught, twice canned, twice labeled, twice packed, given to you with our best wishes, twice over. And it has the Foss Always Ready logo off to the side of that little phrase.
Yeah, everyone loves to have salmon cooked twice. You can't beat it. Once is never enough. Now, she says there might be one of these Foss labels tucked away somewhere in the Puget Sound Maritime Collection, but they haven't been able to find it. What Alicia and Mike Scally are hoping to is someone out there might have hung on to one of these special cans or at least the labels. If there's a listener out there who thinks they might have one, text me now at 98973. It'll probably have the name Diamond Knot somewhere on the label. Now, I was just about to turn off my tape recorder when Alicia told me one more tasty morsel about the Diamond Knot salmon label mystery.
The only other thing is that there's sort of an urban legend that some of the canned salmon that wasn't deemed good enough for human consumption but wasn't completely off was recanned and sold as cat food.
Oh.
I don't know if it's true, but It's a rumor out there anyway. If anybody has proof of that, that would be awesome to find. Yeah.
How would you know the difference between the cat food and the twice-cooked human food? And again, people were hungry after World War II. So if you know, if you have a Diamond Knot label somewhere in your basement, let me know or text us here at 98973.
All right. Thanks, Felix. We want to bring up the fact that we have another radio play coming up as well. Have you done the final script all done for a very Cairo radio goodbye Christmas?
You know, Charles Dickens wrote Christmas Carol, which everybody remembers and loves. He also wrote four or five other Christmas books that are all terrible. So I had one good Christmas play last year. So this year, no, it's got a lot of really great scenes, but it has some logic gaps right now I'm working on. And what most of the cast is right here in the
room
with
called?
Us.
What's it called? What's it about?
It's called Goodbye Christmas, a very Cairo goodbye. I can't decide if you play a perky or a plucky
I
gal
think I'm
Friday.
More plucky than I am.
I'm kind of leaning perky right now.
Aww.
And Aaron plays a mysterious billionaire. Sully plays an industrious former ball player. And it's about these two old radio guys who haven't spoken to each other for about 30 years and an effort to reunite them on Christmas Eve. Fun for the whole family. Lots of great sound effects and music. It's at Town Hall next Tuesday, December 10th. We have all the information, including how to get tickets, at mynorthwest.com/events. Dave Ross is in it. John Curley. Bunch of Cairo people. It's a really, really fun event. And it'll be a great way to kick off the holiday season. I can't believe it's already December 4th. I feel like it was just Thanksgiving last week, and here
That's
we are. It's
I'm
almost
saying.
Christmas. It's
play
crazy.
Play is next Tuesday, and we haven't seen it.
Well, the script, I'm planning ahead.
How
the script.
How am I expected to be perky in those circumstances?
Well, we rehearse next Monday morning, so I'll have the script to you by Monday morning. That's my promise. Got a little bit of work to do. These things take time.
I'm hoping for a canned salmon cameo.
Diamond Knot. Yes.
All right, that's our historian, Felix Bunnell. Thank you.